Bow, 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 bow. Howdy, everybody. My name is Nathaniel T. Ruckus Alder. How's it going?
I'm Max T. Billings Friedman.
And I'm Gabriel Sunshine Hawk Bazilli.
Yeah, that's my name.
Welcome to our special 2012 closer, because we're in 2013, best of 2012 episode, brought to you by Michelin Tires and
shout out to Michelin.
Snow.
And snow.
And snow.
We really couldn't do it without snow. Thanks, snow.
Nope.
Alright, so we're just going to run through some lists of our favorite things from 2012, including video games, albums,
and prescription medication,
and movies,
and movies, <Yeah. laughs>
and hand lotions,
and hand lotions,
and cocoa butter,
Dove,
every night before bed.
Dove has the best hand lotion.
All right, so
it's debatable.
Let's start off with video
games. If you're
going
for pure sheen, then yeah. But if you're going for fragrance and moisturizer, then
we're
gonna
start out with TV and
TV.
Not video
games.
That
works. Television, the final frontier.
Nope.
That's not right. What TV stands for.
Get them, Gabe.
Okay. Well,
you can start with the worst or the best.
I'm going to start with the worst.
Okay.
TV.
But it's
which
still,
is actually,
but it's
still
it's,
the five best.
It's the best.
The worst of the best.
It's the. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So on my number five, I've got Parks and Rec. Number four, I'm going for The Office. Three is Sherlock, which is like, they don't run it for very long, but it's intense.
Yeah.
Two is Louie, and one, obvious choice for me, Breaking Bad.
Solid.
Get enough.
Mm-hmm. You got an HM there, Gabe?
A what?
An honorable mention.
Oh, that's what they're calling it these days. Yeah. My honorable mention is the Game of Thrones, which...
I'm leaving.
Okay. Okay. but... anyway... I started watching it, and I kind of fell off. But I've heard it's real good.
Fell off your couch.
What did you fall off
did you
of?
Fall off?
Were you on the bicycle my machine sketch. At the gym? Was there
okay, Nat, what do you have? Let's see what you got.
No, Max goes first.
All right.
Okay,
my number
so you
one,
make the rules now, huh?
Yeah, dude. My number one, actually, no, we're doing number five. The worst of the best, The Office. I watched most of the season that's going on or right now. Or it ended, I guess. And I liked it a lot. Yeah, it's weird that it's gonna be over soon. Or it's over. It's over?
No, it's not.
Soon.
Okay.
It's got like a couple weeks
left. I like that. But I didn't really watch all of it, so I guess that's why it's my number five. And then we've got Portlandia. Really, really funny show. I don't need to explain this stuff. Girls, which if you watch the Golden Globes, you know that America loves girls. I like girls.
Do you like girls?
I like girls.
Oh, I like boys.
And then, no, that's not a TV show game.
Right.
The Walking Dead, after that, it's so intense, so awesome. I love the comics, love the show. I'm a nerd. What's up? And then number one's Louis, because Louis C.K. is hilarious.
All right. Well, before we get to mine, it seems our lawyer/accountant, Kara Hartley, has a list she wants us to read off for her. Top five TV shows. Number five is Big Bang Theory. Number four is Disney movies.
That's not a TV show.
That's not a TV show, Kara. Number three is Greek. Number two is Vampire
Surprise.
Diaries.
Surprise,
and number one is Glee, which I've never heard of. What is? I don't know what Glee is.
What is a Glee?
What is a Glee? That's weird. But thanks from Kara. She'll be probably tuning in. More or less later in the show. We'll see what happens.
Shout out to Kara.
All right. Shout out to Kara. Hi, Kara. All right.
Woo!
It's time for my TV
Whoa.
Shows now.
Did you guys hear that?
And number five, I have tied Girls and Workaholics.
Good
They're
show.
Two shows, new comedy shows that I got into this year. They're both really funny. Number four, Game of Thrones. Number three, Parks and Recreation. Number two, Louie. And number one, the absolute classic... Phineas and Ferb. Oh, no, wait. Breaking Bad, the best show on TV right now, even though it's off
ever.
Air right now. But it's probably up
on
there
on
the
TV
best
ever.
TV shows ever. But it's awesome. So, Video games.
Do 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 do. Pew, 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 video pew, games. Pew, the final pew, frontier. Pew.
That's not what video game stands for.
All right.
Now Max gets to go first.
All right. So I really only played like two video games this year, and of the two, this one, Hitman Absolution, is a sweet game. I haven't beaten it yet, but it's really fun.
And so that's your number...
That's my number one.
Oh, starting with number one.
Yeah, I'm going backwards now.
Oh, no.
And after that, Resident Evil 6. People hate on that game, but it's fun. And then, I have Google
Bunch
Play
of iOS
stores.
Games.
Yeah, like, I don't have an iPhone. I have a Droid, and I play games on that. I'd be on that Fruit Ninja. I'd be on that Subway Surfers and that Flow Free. You know how I do.
you know how I do. You know dang, how I do.
Yeah.
Son.
That's, all right. That's how I play it, dog.
All right, I'll take this one. I played almost just as many games as Max did this year.
No,
I only bought, like, three, which is kind of weird for me. But, you know, I'm growing up now. I like women and food and
prove
other
it.
Things. Oh, reintroducing Kara Hartley. No, just kidding. My number five is Subway Surfers. This is a really funny game. I played on the iPad for a long time.
It's a funny game?
It's funny. It's funny to watch that little kid run and collect all the coins, and then sometimes he gets hit by a train, and you're like, oh my god, it's so funny.
Does that remind you of your life in Colombia?
Yes, it did remind me of my life in Colombia, but that's for another episode of This City Life.
That's what Colombiana was about, right?
No, not at all. Okay. Number four is Black Ops 2, a game that's pretty fun. It's more of the same of Call of
Duty.
And yeah, I'm a super nerd. Number three is Max Payne 3, which is actually a whole lot of fun. That's a really nice game.
My last name is Friedman.
Yeah, I know. And number two is a game called Gotham City Imposters, which is this really fun, it's only available, like, online. Like,
yeah, it's a downloadable game.
It's a downloadable game, but it's a whole lot of fun. It's like a first-person shooter set in the world of Batman. And then my number one is Far Cry 3, which is a very intense and huge game.
open world
game. So
all right, Gabe.
Well, I played a lot more video games than these guys, which means I'm a lot
cooler.
Yeah. High fives all around.
There we go.
Ow.
Okay. Look
ow,
how many high fives
ow,
I'm getting.
Ow.
You're just clapping.
Ow.
You're clapping, Gabe.
Okay.
Up, Gabe. What do you got?
On number five, I had the great racing game Trials Evolution.
Nerd.
Okay. Number four is Borderlands 2.
Nerd.
Really? You're going to say this every damn time. Number three, I'm going to agree with Nat and Gotham City Imposters.
Nerd.
Was...
Nerd.
No!
I only said that to make a joke. No, just kidding. It's a fun game.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Got number two, I had Assassin's Creed 3 because...
Sorry.
Go. Okay, you know, and number one was Dishonored because it's awesome.
Do you have any honorable mentions there, Gabe?
HMs, yeah,
some HMs, some AGM up and knees. The Walking Dead, which is a great point and click adventure, which is.
Well, let
this...
me stop you there. The words great and point and click adventure don't seem to go together.
No. It's intense and it's a story driven game.
You just point
which
and click
is...
that stuff. Sounds like World of Warcraft.
Just keep going.
Keep talking. Kidding.
Music.
Okay. I'll start this time. Alright, I didn't listen to a whole lot of albums this year. I kind of just pick and choose songs, and I also am a fan of past music, so I listen to a lot of Outkast and Britney Spears. So,
wow. At the same time?
Yes. I like to play two albums, like, on different laptops. I don't know. So number five, I have Passion Pit Dash Gossamer Slash Fun Dash Some Nights.
You don't have to say dash.
Okay.
No, that's just...
Well, why are they there then? Just kidding. They're pretty fun albums. They're like a different, I don't know what genre people classify them in these days.
Indie pop?
Yeah, sure.
Fun's like pop.
Their songs are really catchy. That album was just really catchy, and I like the singer a lot, unless he's auto-tuning his voice, which sucks. Fashion Pit is just equally as fun. But that's just one guy.
fun. It's equally fun.
Yeah. Okay, number four, I have Frank Ocean, Channel Orange. This is a really good album. It's a lot of soulfulness in his rap. I really like it. Number three is Tame Impala with Lonerism. They're just a really great indie kind of rock and roll band. They're from Australia, right? Number two is Jack White with Blunderbuss, which is an awesome album. And number one isn't technically an album belonging to one artist, but it is the Django Unchained soundtrack, which features some really beautiful original music.
Did you know that Blunderbuss was the most sold vinyl album this year, or last year?
No idea. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All
right. Gabe? For me, I had a number five, The Shins, Port of Morrow, which kind of came out early in 2012, but still counts. Still counts. Number four, I had the XX Coexist.
Co-sexist. Oh,
yes. Co-sexist. Yes. Indie pop, you know, good stuff. Talked about them before. Number three, the Django Unsane. Unsane soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
Yes.
I said soundtrack, but he got the soundtrack, which is better.
So. It's actually, yeah, it's like the collector's edition. Number two, I had Jack White's Blunderbuss, which is a really good album, and yeah, pretty much one of my favorite rock albums of the year, except for number one, which is Silver Sun Pickups, Necks of the Woods.
I think it's just Neck of the Woods, Gabe. Nope. I'm going to be honest with you.
Nope, there are multiple.
All right, for me, number five, I also liked Jack White's Blunderbuss. The tie with Odd Future Mixtape Vol. 2, When I'm Feeling Thug, which is all the time. Number four.
Who did Odd really Future Mixtape?
Odd Future. It's a, like a rap collaborative group.
It's a rap collaborative group.
Yeah. Odd Future, Wolfgang, Kill Them All. Anyway, so number four, Tame Impala, Lonerism, sweet album. Three, Silver Sun Pickups, Neck of the Woods.
Already said that one.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, man. Two, the Pop Etc. mixtape. It's like the Morning Benders' new band, and they're really good, and I like that way more than anybody else did or heard of. Anyways, number one's Grizzly Bear Shields. Love me some Grizzly Bear. So, yeah.
I love me some Mountain Lion. So, that's what we have similarly.
Get it.
All right, Gabe, you can start up this one.
Well, no, because last time... like the first time...
Shut up!
Sorry, go ahead.
The first time I started, Max started, and then you started, so now I say them all at the same time.
Nah.
All right. Just like that. One, two, three. Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
It's like 2008?
2009, January 13th.
Okay, close enough.
All right.
That's weird.
So, that's
Gabe's going to start.
My number five was Cabin in the Woods, like a kind of comedy horror, you know. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before. You know this stuff, guys. Come on.
Study our diehard fans out there.
You've been sticking around for all that time. Thanks.
Number four is Argo. Really suspenseful. Really good. Won some Golden Globes. Well deserved.
I think it's our going to win the Oscar.
I agree with you.
No!
Okay, keep going.
I hate you.
Keep going.
Number three was Cloud Atlas, a movie that didn't get as much praise as it deserved. Got kind of mediocre reviews, but still really good if you understand it, which isn't actually that hard, people. Number two, Looper, really fun, really good, with Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah. It's probably one of the best sci-fi movies.
Kara says,
And that's Kara's contribution for the movie section.
And number one...
All she saw this year was Pitch Perfect. How many times did you see Pitch Perfect, Kara?
Like, four.
Four times. You can beat that record.
I saw that Beast movie.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Do you like it?
Good one.
That was a good movie.
That would be in, like, my top 15.
I watched a French animation on Saturday.
What was that called? Well, that doesn't count then.
Okay. It was called The Illusionist.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that. Yeah.
That's good.
All right, Gabe. keep on trucking.
Almost there.
Did you finish?
Yep. For my number one, I've got Django Unchained, which, you know, Can't get enough of.
That's a sucky movie. Just kidding. What's your...
Go away!
You got any HMs? HM?
Got an
no.
HM?
No. No. I'm STD free.
Oh. Good taste there, Cabe. Alright, oh. So for me...
You call me Cabe?
Do you want to talk about your HM or no?
Wreck-It Ralph, people. Screw you.
That was a good movie.
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, dude. He wrecked it. Alright, for me, number five is a tie between Holy Motors and Killer Joe. You guys probably didn't see either of those movies, but Holy Motors is super crazy and foreign, and you should check it out.
It's a fun movie.
And Killer Joe is super crazy and not foreign, but just really crazy. And Matthew McConaughey is really cool in it. He's just like, hey, I'm cool. And that's the movie.
He McConaughey kills this movie.
Nope.
Just Killer Joe. Number
four is Django Unchained. Sorry, Django Unchained.
Good first time that joke's been made.
Dude, I love Quentin Tarantino, and I love watching people's heads explode. Sue me about
that's
it.
That's gross.
So then number three is Sleepwalk With Me, the This American Life movie with Mike Birbiglia. Really, really funny movie. Number two is The Master, which people like to hate on, but hate is gonna hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Number one, Silver Linings Playbook, because I'm just a hopeless romantic, and I cried. I cried at the end of that movie, ladies and gentlemen.
So
I haven't cried since E.T., man. So.
You weren't alive in 1982, so I wouldn't have expected
in spirit,
you to do that.
In spirit, I was.
Do you have any HMs there, Max?
You know.
Okay. Well, that's another contribution from Kara. Ladies and gentlemen, her shirt is from H&M. All right, my top five movies. Number five is Silver Linings Playbook, which is a really great movie. I've seen it twice now. Love it. Great stuff. My number four is Cloud Atlas, which is just an epic movie that a lot of people seem to hate, which is kind of unfair. I think it's a really great movie.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yes, thank you, Gabe. Number three is Lincoln, about the...
you gotta stop pronouncing it like that, man.
No, it's called Day-Lewis.
It's called Day-Lewis, and it's about the actor Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
That's just a really, really great movie. It's just epic.
So informative.
But it, like, talks a lot, and I don't know. Number two is Django Unchained, which we both talked about, all three of us talked about. We loved it.
Oh, I see how it is.
Sorry, I said all three of us. It's fun. It's bloody, you know. So sue me, I like seeing heads get blown off. Oh, wait, no, that's what Max...
I don't get it.
My number one is Killer Joe.
Go to Paris.
Killer Joe, which Max already touched upon. I love this movie. I went crazy for it. It's
you actually
crazy.
Went crazy?
Yeah,
I got you insane?
Yes, I'm insane.
Should we check you into a mental asylum?
Yes, you should.
Okay.
I love Killer Joe. Brilliant movie. Matthew McKills it in this movie. I'm going to say that one again. My HM right now is Paranorman, an animated movie, which a lot of people think
Paranorman
is
Activity.
Stupid. Paranorman, nope, just Paranorman.
Paranorman Activity 3.
Yes, and I don't know, it's a really, really great movie. There's a lot of good family stuff. And it's, I don't know,
stuff.
Like, people eating with forks.
Oh.
I don't know.
Whoa, I haven't seen that.
It was a strange
ET.
Concept of family, that.
I don't have a family.
Okay.
I live under a bridge.
Does not surprise me.
They made a movie about me called Les Amours du Pain Neuf.
Les Miserables?
It's on... Oh, no. I hate that movie. Guys, listeners, that's a dumb, stupid movie, okay? If you like it, then I don't know. Everybody likes it except for me, but it's dumb.
If
it's
you're
dumb,
you are going to like it.
Yeah. No. Stop it.
You gotta stop with that, man.
And if you do like it, I'm gonna kill her, Joe. Kill. I'm. Damn it.
You can't do that.
Oh.
Over
sucks.
A podcast.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to our list and listening to us. Are you
listening to our listen?
I said listening to our lists.
Oh.
And to us arguing, because, you know, we all think that we're smarter than each
other. Game. Not funny.
Podcast,
I'm so sorry.
These podcasts are going to end right now.
I was, again, brought to you by Michelin Tires and Snow.
Snow. And wait, the song by Red Hot Chili Peppers? Or
yes.
Like actual Snow?
Subway Eat Fresh. Kara, do you have any last words for the podcast?
No.
All right, there you go, gentlemen. You heard it first.
Wait,
no.
My gentleman.
No ladies listen to this podcast. Let's be real here. Come on.
Also, it's 20 minutes long now. Sorry.
Oh, sweet. Thanks for listening if you stuck through it all. Appreciate it.
Jesus, why did you do this to yourself?
Bye. Outro music.
See you guys next week.